following episode of The First Mint was recorded on Friday, March 12th during a live YouTube stream. For your benefit, the raffles and other long portions have been removed.
Oh, it's wow. Friday, and we just got the best news that you could ever get in Top Shot. The 200,000 pre-order packs are on their way. And guess what, folks? You don't even have to queue up for them. If you already queued up a couple weeks back, it's just going to be in your account. And that is like the sweetest thing you could get in Top Shot. It's just a pack put into account. It's like we're all influencers suddenly. It's like all of a sudden Jacob is coming, giving us all stuff. Because I completely forgot the part where we ever put, I paid like $9 or whatever a couple weeks ago. Anyways, everybody, welcome to the First Mint Friday. I am LG Doucette, joined by my co-host, the Plunge Father, and the Real Phil D. We have an absolutely epic show tonight. It's going to be an extravaganza. And ideally, multiple times through the show, we're going to be looking at some of the new pre-order stuff as it comes in. Before we kick it off, I want to give a big shout out, as usual, to all the mods and referees and in the Top Shot Discord and the entire community team over there that does an awesome job. It was a very challenging week with the marketplace being down for a very long time, which was very frustrating for everybody, but it's all good. It's down again now, but it was up for a couple days. We're going to get some new stuff and we'll be clicking again soon, but mods and referees, we salute you as always. We appreciate you. And so does the entire community. The agenda for today is a ram-packed action blast. We're going to do a regular rapid fire, go around the horn and just talk about mainly about release 21, which we just got to dive into. And then we are going to get to a pack cracking, not a release 21, maybe some of ours, but we do have a special guest who's going to come on and open their Rising Stars pack from last week, which feels like it's about 40 years ago at this point. And then we got guest number two, Britt Wallace, one of the Top Shot callers, one half of the Top Shot callers. She's been in the community since, I think, early Jan, one of the first like real Twitter accounts for Top Shot. She's going to join us, bring some energy to the show. Then we got the plunge in data corner. And then we have Aussie Rules football star, Christian Petrarca. I hope I'm saying it right. Who's going to join us. He is a Top Shot aficionado. He loves Top Shot. He's going to tell us all about the Aussie Rules football and how much him and how much he's been getting his teammates into Top Shot. Then we got Phil's picks, and then we got the long-awaited return of Crypto Babe Plunge. Wow. Who knows what's going on, man? Wow. But man, I just heard that, you know, she said you wanted to have her on the show again. So she's coming. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what's going to happen.
I wanted her on the show.
That's what I heard. That's what you said. You said, LG, let's get behind Crypto the scenes, back. Like, you're like, listen, I got to bring my Crypto Babe back on the show this week. That's what you said.
What are you talking about?
I had communications with her earlier. And she asked me,
she asked me
if Plunge was going to be on the show tonight. I said,
of course
yes.
I'm going to be on the show.
She said she's got something special for you. So stay tuned for that. Oh. She's coming on the air to meet back up with you. And, you know, she's been on vacation, so she did miss you. She's coming back on the air to say her hellos, and she might have a little something for you. So stay tuned for that.
I can at least rest maybe a little assured that you didn't start the show with a viewer discretion advised banner this time around. So
we can still put those in the middle of the show.
Hold on. That's you know what, Plunge? Uh-oh. It's like you already know what's going to happen. Wow. Yeah. So here we go. Viewer discretion is advised. Tonight's show is intended for a mature audience.
Wow. Oh,
so,
no.
You know, if anybody has been there before, you know what's going to go down.
So basically, LG, tell them what that means. That means whenever you put that sign up again in this show, it's time to send the kids to bed, get them out of the room. Whoever else is kind of sensitive to stuff, get them out of the room for a couple minutes, and then we'll bring on Crypto Babe, and then whatever happens, happens. Plunge might not survive, but then we'll get back to business after Crypto Babe is done on the air.
All right, boys, let's get into this rapid fire. Let's talk about Release 21. Release 21. I've pretty much forgotten what's in these things. I just remember that like Peyton Pritchard's in there somewhere, and that's about it. What's going to happen when this drops? What's going to happen to the market when we get new moments that are coming in? And these are all new moments. Don't forget, these are all like 35,000, 12,000, 4,000. Phil D, what's going to happen to the market here?
I'm not going to say it because then people are going to attack me for
it. Get mad at you when it happens.
We can expect obviously a small dip maybe in the market with these new moments. But
not a link. LG, fix the link.
I like that LG just said that the new packs contain Peyton Pritchard, of all people, when there's some LeBron James new moments, aren't there? Are they not included in that pack?
I don't think so.
I don't have the list. Anyways.
The link is broken. There's no broken somebody was link. Saying it's that. Working for me. Hold on.
Plunge, I need the list. Do you have the list?
Make sure you can accept entries. I don't have the list offhand for everybody that's involved.
Maybe the chat can tell us. I thought there were some better things than Peyton Pritchard in there.
Quick math, though, just to level set with everybody, right? Like, it seems silly on the surface, but there are essentially 200,000 packs coming, right? And each of them will have three moments in them, right? Some of those slash 4,000 new rookies, some of those 12,000, and right. The 12,000s are the first moment on Top Shot. So there's going to be some players in there that haven't had a Top Shot moment yet, whether or not they're, you know, just sort of fringe players or whatnot. We've got most of the people that like are worth anything in the grand scheme of things and Top Shot like already have moments. But there's a handful out there that don't. And whether it is because they came through injury or something like that, there's a handful of those. But the vast majority of these are going to be the slash 35,000 open CC mints. So you got 200,000 times three, right? Like that's 600,000 moments that are going to be going into people's accounts. Conservative estimate, 10% of people follow Steph Sudo's advice and Kylo Ren and like leave their pack unopened or something like that. So you're still going to get like a huge, huge variety of moments out there.
Here we go.
So a lot more fodder. Yep.
Someone give me the list. That's not it. I'm telling you, there's a LeBron.
Well, I don't have that. I tweeted this a couple weeks ago when we first did this, which again feels like a million years ago. Okay. But pretty much, here's the rookies we got. Okay, here's what we got. We got Pritchard. We got McDermott, Tillman. Where's the list? I don't know where the list is. Here we go. Here's the list. Here's LeBron, the blog post. There we go.
Give me the list.
Let's go down to it. There's Jen.
Jen's there.
You just named Peyton Pritchard as the main thing in these packs.
I just said it's the only thing. Oh, man, here we go. We got to go. Okay, here we go. We're all the way down the rabbit hole. There we go.
Oh, well, I can't see anything.
No. Okay. Here we go. Here's what we got. Kevin Durant. My guy, John Collins, nice. Right?
Oh, yeah, here we go. Watch KD. LeBron. I'm telling you, LeBron.
Cody Zeller?
Oh, there we go. LeBron.
I told you.
People say
these packs suck. These packs do not suck.
There we go.
Anthony Edwards throws down a massive hammer.
I got a question for you guys about these packs while we're on it.
You got DeRozan? That's pretty cool.
Do you guys believe we will see $1 moments again, or is that a thing of the past?
No.
Okay.
Not in the short term. I think until we get to a spot where like there's literally just hundreds of thousands of moments of, you know, these guys out there, and maybe we get to it sooner rather than later, but I just don't quite see it yet. And to be clear here, like if all of these came out and all 35,000 of their moments came out at the same time, yes, we would get there, but we're not going to get there right now, right? There's only going to be however many of them in these packs, because the intention is for these moments to last future releases, right? Like whether it's the next premium pack, if they're going to do an MGLE pack again, whether or not they're going to do another legendary holo pack that's got like six base moments in it. There's lots of different mechanisms, or Cool Cats even, right? Like there's Cool Cat stuff there too. And there's still some left over from the previous drops of base set moments, but they have to extend the stuff out and they've got to fill these packs with new moments. So I don't see it happening right away. We're just frankly not going to get enough, I don't think. But to your question about what's going to happen to the market more broadly, I sold a lot today. I sold a lot of my 15,000s that I didn't think I needed anymore.
Just didn't tell anybody.
Oh my God. Wow. Are you serious?
It's the blockchain. You can see everything. You don't have to.
We all missed the boat on the Plunge Father train. Just left the station. We all missed it.
No, but because I am not, and the reason that I sold some of these things, I don't know what's going to happen. And I think a lot of people are like that, right? Like I can't tell you with certainty this is absolutely going to happen. Maybe there's a taper after the fact. Maybe there's marketplace shutdown. I don't know. What I do know is that I have had a ton of moments that weren't really doing me much good in terms of what I wanted to accomplish. Right? Future challenges. Put more dapper balance for future packs. And I had some of these things that were $12, $15, $20, $30 on the marketplace. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, yeah, they could double, but they could also go in half. And I would rather sort of take my money now with these so that I can kind of repurpose them later. And then if they stay the same or go down, fun paper hands. I know Hui. Go look at his account and see what he sold off today. At losses, buddy. I didn't sell him at losses.
Hui, you just got thrown off the cliff, buddy.
Hey, go check out Hui. Go check out Hui's account.
So what you're saying, Plunge, is that from now on, if we want to know when it's time to dump, we need to follow your account and watch it 24/7. And the minute we see that count number of moments go down, we should all start selling.
And when your account value goes down, you blame Plunge. It's his fault. For me. He's tanking the market on the show here.
But you're an expert. Everybody plays the game a little differently. No, but I pay attention.
Phil D, this is a week after he gets influencer packs from Jacob last week on the show.
I gave those away.
There's no gifting.
I gave it away before the gifting was down.
Like 20 years ago when we had gifting.
Six serial number and all hold right, on. All right. Okay.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for that.
Let's go to the rumor mill. Mike Conley. Oh. This new challenge. I mean, it's kind of underwhelming to talk about after release 21. What is going on? What's happening with this all-star stuff, man? That's so random. A new moment gets added and now it's just going to be a reward for some other, random moments that are just coming in the pre-order. Phil D, what's going on here?
I don't know. As soon as I saw this Mike Conley thing and the rumor started, the rumor at first was that the All-Star Challenge would happen with Team LeBron, Team KD challenges, and that you would need all of them to get the Master Challenge Mike Conley. And my answer to that is there is no way that you are giving a LeBron and KD on the way to a Mike Conley. And if you are, I can guarantee you nobody's doing that, okay? So we didn't really know where that came from. Then it was obviously clarified. But I'm sorry if anybody lost money on this, but I thought it was really funny. When they first posted the challenge, they accidentally posted a link to the old Bam Adebayo moment. And people went and spam bought it. I don't know what the sale numbers were, but people were
crazy.
There were 1,300
sales within an hour.
So whoever owned any was like, all right, thank you very much. I'll list all of them. Whoa. So you're involved in this scheme, huh, Plunge?
No, I just took advantage of these people that were trying. That's a bad thing to say, but the market went up. Might as well put it on the market.
They've put out a statement after saying that, we're aware of the issue but they were saying it as if they're going to do something for the people who lost a Bam Adebayo. But what can they do? You can't just take it back and give people their money back. It doesn't work like that, right? And people clicked on it the way they answer our contest like 5 weeks later, all right? I still got a response from Lakers today in my inbox from the Lakers and Nets game like 4 weeks ago when we ran a contest. So people were spamming that thing like crazy.
I still get responses to retweet contests from like a month ago. And then somebody put a response and then they said like 10 minutes later, like, oh, sorry, I realize this is over now. And it was over like 3 weeks ago.
That's exciting.
Okay. All right. Team Durant East. So Phil D, you caught this. And I know a few other people on Twitter also caught this. That this was in the database. If you could find the term Team Durant East on the marketplace the other day and we tweeted it and now it's gone. What does it mean? Plunge, are we getting a new all-star? Are we going to get an additional all-star set called Team Durant East and Team LeBron West? Is that what's going to happen soon?
I wouldn't put it past them. Yeah. I mean, it was a placeholder, but there's going to be something, right? That's the sense. Big ups to all these people that are scouring the HTML on the website and finding these little nuggets. I love it. It's so fun to see that stuff, and I'm not smart enough to find it. So I appreciate you sending all that stuff. But yeah, something's coming.
Something's coming. Yeah. And, we'll jump on pretty much any rumor, anything we can find. But that to me is like kind of seeing that. I mean, I'll give you my honest take is that I was like, I don't know if we need more all-star stuff, like having moments from the all-star game. Totally cool. Everybody wants the Lillard one, but it's like at this point, like, I don't know. We already have two. We already have what is that? 44, 46 moments from some kind of all-star thing. So another all-star set. I don't know if that's necessarily what we need. I think it would kind of devalue the other ones, but time will tell. It might be a legendary set. That's something that's been floated by some people as well. So we'll have to wait and see. Phil D, we're going to you for the next one. Cold countries.
Man.
What is up with the cold countries theory?
So every DM I've gotten in the last couple of days, I promised to discuss it on the show. I don't want to put it all on myself, but the madness started sometime yesterday when we were on that timer and I was there buying some of the guys from cold countries that are available as base moments. That's when the madness started. And I noticed that other people started doing too. Then I started getting messages. Why are you doing this? Why are you buying all these terrible serial numbers, Lou Dortz? Why are you buying all these Capellas in the 30,000s? What are you doing? And I'm like, how do you guys know this? Are you guys really sitting there and refreshing my page? But some people do. It's blockchain. You can do anything you want. You can see everything you want. So the theory behind that, and I'll put it out there right now because I'll have another theory a bit later in the show when it's time to give my picks. I'll maybe give some picks on what I think Topshot will do. My theory, and it's another one that I believe, I don't know his username, but Mick, one of our friends, Mick on Twitter, put out the theory a long time ago of guys he believed would be part of the base moments for the upcoming Cool Cats Part 3. We found out from Jacob in the pack drop live feed last week that the five Cool Cats in this drop are all from cold countries. It's not that they're international players. They're from cold country. Two from Canada, one plays for Lithuania, and it's plays because Sabonis is born in the United States, but he plays for Lithuania. And Goran Dragic, also another player that plays for a cold country, and I can't really remember who the last Cool Cat is, but either way, they all play for cold countries. So then the fury started. There's only five players in this series of base moments, the new ones, that are already out that also play for cold countries. There's Lou Dort, there's Clint Capella, there's Chris Boucher or Bouchard, like somebody called him in one of my DMs. He goes, I see you buying all the Bouchards. I'm like, all right, thanks. And I think who are the other ones? Anyways, Nurkic is in there. And so is Jakob Poeltl. Yeah. So they're the only five in this group of base moments that are from cold countries. And strangely enough, Top Shot has some 17,000 of only these guys in the next Cool Cats drop. That's more than everybody else in that drop. So that's kind of a clue. But here's the kicker. That was only good if those packs came out before these pre-order packs. Because with these pre-order packs now, you got another 10 guys from cold countries. Okay. Top Shot, we asked Jacob. He said it's not etched in stone before. They can make changes whenever they want, and they do make changes. So that's right. There's now 10 new international players that joined the party that could be picked. Okay. And there's also a bunch of guys from Cats colleges. So now we've been thrown for a little bit of a loop. I'm not going to lie. I sold off most of mine today. I know that got people all riled up.
Guys, hey. Oh my God. No belief in the system. Wow. Oh man. Phil.
I some, but
I don't
people
even announce every move.
Some guy actually asked me
what my Congress. I don't need to tell you my trades.
That's right. And he goes, some guy sent me a DM on Discord. He goes, what is your problem exactly? Undercutting me on all the Lou Dortz, or why are you selling all your Lou Dortz? Explain yourself.
I'm trying to make some money,
buddy.
Pretty much
explain yourself. So I never put out a list. I didn't even go as far as putting out the list yet. We didn't even put it out. Nothing. All right. People followed the trend. They went hard. They may still use those five guys. It's still a good strategy. It's still a good theory. It really is. And that's what they had planned. So I'm just afraid that Top Shot is on to what people are doing, and they might just kind of bail on the idea and go with something else. Yeah, no, Pumper and Dumper. If I had posted about it, that would be a whole different story. I did not post about this. I discussed it. So I'm 75% out on that theory, and I'll discuss it later, what I believe they will do from here on in.
There you go. This is a message for both of you guys right there. Thanks, Stan. That's no, for both you guys. That's for both of you guys, okay?
The Office Hours did that, not me. When Office Hours announced that pre-packs were coming out before Cool Cats, that's what tanked the market, not me, and I joined that party. But it bounced back. It bounced back nicely, actually. You're back in the decent numbers now. So depends when you bought. But they're really playing with us here. And we got to be careful what we discuss on Twitter from now on. We need like a secret chat group where we keep this internal, what's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, no, then you're just conspiring. You could be like Top Shot. You could just go in one of the millions of other Discord. Last one, guys, really quick, because we got to open a pack in a minute here. Next packs. And this is a topic that really isn't relevant as much as I thought it would be. But everybody's getting their pre-order packs. After this pre-order is fulfilled, just really give me in 20 seconds each, when is there going to be the next pack, assuming Cool Cats?
Come on, Plunge. Give us your crystal ball prediction. You predicted I was going to get Facundo
Facundo.
So tell us when the packs are coming out. We take everything you say with the biggest grain of salt. I'm going to clear my schedule.
If they're getting rid of them now, if they're delivering all of these packs now, which is going to take a long time, I say we get one before the weekend's over.
Agreed. I say it'll be either tomorrow. I think Sunday. Wow.
I bet it's Sunday.
Wow. They've been very consistent with Fridays and Sundays lately, where we get some kind of pack drop. There's also a stress test rumored to be coming at some point with some of the older moments. They may throw that in just for the hell of it.
Stress tests are not over. That's for sure.
So I think they might throw a couple of those in just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe the cool cats are coming Sunday. That's my
belief. Bitcoin Louis got it down, though. When the stimmy hits, there better be new packs, baby. I know that you guys live in Canada, so stimmies are just like every day for you guys. The government just gives you everything whenever you want it.
Yeah.
But like in the U.S., where, I mean, we're ready for it.
I got my pack. I don't know about you guys, but I got my pack. Crypto Babe also posted.
You already got your pack?
You got your pack? I got mine too. I just got mine too.
How do I get Phil? Can I just point out, Phil, you are off the blacklist. Like, you were on the blacklist, like, clearly last Saturday, and now you are at the front of like the hot list. You're on Roham's hot list. Okay, we're going to go right in to the next guest. So this next guest, Britt Wallace, we've been wanting to have her on the show for a while. She was one of the first people who ever joined the first Clubhouse that I came in, or that I did with, I don't even remember who was there, but I remember she came in and chimed in with her excitement and her stoke for Top Shot. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of great Top Shot Twitter accounts, but she is one of the original ones, or one half of one of the original ones. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for her first mint debut, I guess, Clubhouse a couple months ago, doesn't count. Her first mint debut from Top Shot Callers, Britt. The biggest standing ovation.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Yeah, we got the camera. We got Plunge. She's got your camera.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Britt, you there? Britt.
Can you guys see me?
Yeah, we can see you. I think Britt is somewhere where there's sunshine, too. Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting, yeah. Tell us about Top Shot Callers. Tell us what that channel is all about.
Right, so basically, I'm from the Bronx, New York, and me and my good friend Miguel Rodriguez basically got into Top Shot. He got into Top Shot in the middle of December. I got into Top Shot at the end of December, and we just seen how it was exponentially growing, and we were just like, you know, we're both two thoroughbreds from New York City, so we were like, we should start a Top Shot account, and that's how, you know, Top Shot Callers was birthed. I'm a basketball player. I played at Rutgers University from 2006 to 2010. Played for a national championship under Steven Stringer. So I thought I would be able to bring my basketball knowledge into this space. And it's been pretty cool. It's been a pretty cool ride thus far. So I'm excited to be in this community. This community is great. LG, you know, I've been watching you from the beginning. Like, yo, this guy was posting every single minute. I'm like, yo, this guy, he's the real MVP, for real.
Yes, absolutely.
It definitely feels that way, for sure. Like, it does feel like I'm up all night. That's cool. Well, I got to give props to you, too, because you guys have been doing this, you know, playing the Twitter game on this stuff, you know, pretty much as long as I have, too. And also, you know, welcome to all the new people who have been doing it. But it's great. You know, you guys have been around for so long. Britt, tell us more, though. I didn't know you were a player. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we want to know that.
What position did you play? Like, tell us who you play with or who you played with.
Yeah, I was a guard. So I played like I told you guys, I'm from the Bronx, and I'm from a basketball family. So my older brother is actually Alan Ray. He played at Villanova University. So nice.
I've seen him responding to things on Twitter. Yeah. I didn't realize that you guys were connected. So I've interacted with him a few times. He seems into it.
Oh, absolutely. I actually brought him into it. You know, I was the first one in my family to get into this. And now, you know, I've brought my husband in, I've brought my mom-in-law in, you know, I've brought my best friend in. I brought a whole bunch of people in with me. You know, this is, you know, I just seen like the NFT space is going crazy. So, you know, I actually got onto Top Shot because of Jared Jefferies, which is interesting.
Okay.
I heard Jared Jefferies in the Clubhouse room talk about NBA Top Shot, and I was extremely fascinated. because I used, my older brother used to collect, you know, physical trading cards when we were younger. So to hear Jared Jeffries talk about digital trading cards and being able to own highlights of your favorite players, it automatically clicked for me. I was like, oh, I'm in. And that's when I opened up my Top Shot account at the end of December. And that's when you could actually put a quantity in to get packs. So that's no longer the case.
Yeah, that's, that was really the, cool. The only pack drop I ever had that I was not like a messed up one. I guess I'll just do five because I didn't want to do more than five. But man, if I'd known what I know now, I would have bought all of them. I would have bought every one that I possibly could have.
Right. I didn't know that this was going to explode into what it was, what it is right now, or else I would have been doing the same thing.
I have to ask you this, Britt, as a former player, aside from dunks, I mean, dunks are the obvious, but what's the most prestige type of move on a moment? You know, you've got the handles, got the three pointers, the layups, the blocks and all that. So for you as a former player, if it's not dunks, maybe it is, what's the most, you know, prestige type of moment? You know, that's special, or does it go by player? Is it different for every player?
For me, I would probably have to say the three pointer because I was a shooter. I was a shooter throughout my career. I'm second all time at Rutgers University for 3 points made. So wow. For sure.
That's
so how
stuff.
Many, what's the most three pointers you ever put up in a single game, whether it was in college or in high school or in grade school or anything like that?
I've only put up six in a game. I wish.
Only. That's a game.
My God. You're like a basketball legend that we have on the show suddenly. Like, what the? I didn't even know any of this. Awesome. Like, this is like, what the hell?
That's wild.
Well, yeah. That's why I'm happy I'm on with you guys.
You learn something new every day. You never know who's behind a lot of these accounts. That's the truth, right? It's not the same until you meet them in person. So that's really cool. And always nice to have basketball minds involved, I feel, because there's a lot of people that are not really basketball minds per se, and that still do very well. But it's always nice to have somebody with a basketball mind. And did you say you played for a national championship winning team?
I lost, but I got a chance to play in 06, 07. I played against Pat Summitt and the Tennessee Volunteers.
Wow.
I was on that Rutgers team that made that pivotal run. UConn biggest championship that year to the Final Four that year, and eventually lost to RIP to Pat Summitt, a legend. But I had a great experience playing for a national championship. You know, that's the dream of every student athlete.
LG is furiously looking for highlights right now. He's
typing. I know, he's probably trying to pull it up. So Britt, I'm curious. I've seen a lot of chatter on Twitter hoping for WNBA to get on to Top Shot. So I'm curious, for someone who hasn't followed and doesn't follow NBA very closely, and certainly not WNBA, like, when that happens, what are some of the, like, run it back moments that you would be, like, really pumped to see?
Definitely, because I'm a Libby fan, I would definitely love to see Teresa Weatherspoon's full court shot that she made to beat Houston. I would love to see that as a moment. And just to own moments of my former teammates. So Kia Vaughn, I believe she's on the Phoenix Mercury right now. And I would love to get a moment from her. Epiphany Prince. Yeah. She's on Seattle right now. You know, these are all my former teammates. I'm getting I would like a moment from each of my teammates.
That is cool. Very cool. Britt, I do want to ask you, I feel like we could chat about basketball for a while, but I do want to ask you about your interest in NFTs, because I've noticed on your personal Twitter that you've been posting a lot about, like, just reposting some really cool NFTs. Are you on the whale shark level of NFT ownership right now? Like, do you have an enormous collection of just tons of artwork, or are you more a speculator at this point?
I am nowhere near the whale count status at all. But I am an avid supporter of the art crypto, especially black crypto artists. I actually run a page called 21 Titles, and we just highlight, you know, the black and brown crypto artists in the space. And it's phenomenal because people are entering the space every day, and I get a chance to see it firsthand. And it's an exciting time, for real.
There it is. What I mean, what specifically about this art are you, this is, you know, I've been looking at the crypto art scene for a while. So tell us a little bit more, like from your point of view as somebody who's kind of curating these, let's say, like what you're looking for, you know, when you're selecting. Some of these are cool, man. These are really interesting. What are you looking for in this art?
Right. So I'm basically I look at it from an athlete's point of view, right? So an athlete is essentially an artist, but we're just in a different form, right? So I look for things that I like to see in myself. So if I see that an artist is consistent in their posting, you know, if I see that an artist is always trying new things and different things, a lot of these artists that I've seen, they're traditional artists and they're moving over into this space. So everything is new right now, right? It from music NFTs to just still art to movable art. There's so many different things, and I don't have a favorite. I'm just in here looking, you know, from, you know, you hear stuff like with Beeple, right? Beeple just sold that painting for $70 million the other day, which was crazy, it's insane. That there's so much
that is crazy.
Yeah, and I think to your point about consistency and like posting things constantly, like the thing that I picked up from reading about and sort of knowing of people over the last couple months, and that what everybody else that has been around for much longer than I have, like 5,000 days is referential to, he's posted a new piece of art for 5,000 straight days. And this was like a massive amalgamation of that. And like, he is the picture of, and the model of consistency and pushing the boundaries and honing his craft and learning new things and really like making himself into a more well-rounded artist across the board in a variety of different media. And like, it's a testament to him and to the space in general that like something so massive and so foundational to sort of NFT art in general, like sold for such a high volume. They were speculating that it was like maybe going to be eight figures. So like $10 million. And 30 minutes before it was sold, it was like $14 million. Like there was a massive run up at the end, which I think is a massive recognition by real collectors and real like people that are in the know, that and a recognition that this is a really important piece and a really important part of the NFT world more broadly. If anybody does crosswords, like Beeple is going to be a name and a crossword for a really, really long time. So definitely, if you haven't looked into it, and you don't know anything about Beeple, definitely do some reading because it's exciting stuff.
And also another player that's also big in this space is Micah Johnson. You know, Michael Johnson used to be a professional baseball player for the LA Dodgers, and now he is an artist. He also sold a piece. His piece is called Cool, and he also sold over 1,400 NFTs of our Cool in basically 7 minutes. He made $1 million in 7 minutes.
Nuts.
So we're starting to see, you know, these trends with these artists. So I'm just really tapped into who's going to be next. I have a couple of upcoming artists that I've highlighted on my page. Jamel Reynolds is a, you know, he's an emerging artist that I think is going to be, you know, you guys should look out for him. His partner, Latasha, she's great. And just a whole bunch of other artists are coming to the forefront. And I'm just happy to be in the midst of it.
Guys, like follow Britt Wallace on Twitter. Follow Top Shot Callers and follow 21 Titles to learn about some new awesome NFT art. Britt, it has been awesome to finally have you on the show.
So The Plungealytics Corner. We still need to workshop this name because it's trash. It's atrocious. But what we're going to be talking through for the next, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, something like that, is what is on the top of a lot of people's minds. It's present in many Twitter conversations. I see a lot of people that are struggling with the concept of challenges, right? There are so many challenges going on right now and trying to figure out like, hey, what should I do, right? How do I approach this? What can I expect, especially for all the new folks and the newer folks that haven't been around for some of these earlier challenges? I think it's important for us to recognize and look back at what's happened in the last few weeks and really reflect on what can you or what might you be able to expect? And what are some things that like you can't really predict given where we came from and what the data suggests about what has happened in the past? So what I'm going to show you is a couple graphs from Steve, who is one of our friends in the First Mint family. He runs rookshot.market. If you haven't been to rookshot.market, I'm going to put it in the chat right now, rookshot.market. Head on over there and look at that particular site. It is fantastic. And he does lots of interesting and cool visualizations showing trending over time, right? So that's what we're showing here. So just to orient you to what you're seeing on the screen, we're looking at the GIFT. And if you weren't here for the GIFT, what the GIFT was NBA Top Shot airdropped a single pack with a single moment into every single person's account that met specific criteria on February 12th, which was Lunar New Year. Each of those packs was had one moment. As I said, each moment was out of 8888 mint size, right? So we think Chinese culture, like numerology, no one's told me like exactly what that means, that other than it's lucky. I'm taking people's advice from it. But when it came out, all of the moments that came out of it, and you can see on the left side, 213, the day after, if you bought all five of those moments, which you only needed four because you had one in your hands already, you could get all four other moments for $320. It was like 80 bucks a pop right away. And then as we approached the end of the weekend and we had that parabolic rise in growth, four times as many people hopped in and everybody was focused on the Derrick Rose Challenge Award. That was at the other end of it. Right, was this Derrick Rose. So if you got all five moments, you held it on through the March 1st or 2nd, you would get this Derrick Rose. And at the time, I wrote a tweet and I said, what are you doing? Why are people spending hundreds of thousands, up to thousands of dollars on these moments? And it even peaked where all five of those moments, and it was like, you can see along the bottom, CJ McCollum, D'Angelo Russell, Donovan Mitchell, Jimmy Butler, Rui Hachimura. Right. At one point, it would have cost you over $3,500 to buy all five of those pieces so that you could put yourself in a position to get this Derrick Rose Challenge Award at the end of it. And I posted this early on. I was like, why are people buying this? There's going to be 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 of these Derrick Roses minted on the other end of this Challenge Award. And you're looking at the Derrick Rose isn't going to be worth $3,000. But I think we have to recognize here that if you took away this hump, right, this hump overall, and you said, okay, forget the parabolic spike and just tracked it through over the top of this part right here and said, okay, here right after the challenge ends, or like as it got to the point where the challenge ends and we didn't have that parabolic rise, there is still a value difference between what it would take you to purchase everything outright at a peak versus what you're going to have at the end of it, right? And I highly recommend it if you don't follow already Taylor_Stein. He was on the Plunge Father show on Tuesday. We talked about buying and selling and the concept of best cereal and so forth. He also had a blog post this week talking about sort of value proposition for challenges, right? And every value proposition is going to be a little bit different. But with the GIFT in particular, you need to start looking at, and all of these as well, you need to start looking at, all right, what is the cost of the component pieces? How do I cobble those together? And what am I expecting on the end of this? Certainly the prices now are depressed relative to where they were, but some may argue that the prices now are far more reflective of like an active and stable and probably healthy market than the 222 spike, right? So you got all of these moments that, you know, they're probably right around where they started at that $80 to $100 level. And if it stayed around there or maybe spiked a little bit in preparation for the challenge, instead of rocketing up to the point where each one of them was $600 or $700, it's a far more economically viable way to approach things. And this is not the only specific example. I think we saw this again with the Anthony Davis challenge, as well as the other cool cats. And you can see this as well. I talked about it last week. When, at what point do we pull the ripcord, right? At what point does it become too good to pass up the proposition of selling off pieces of these things based on what we're expecting to get on the end of it? And everybody's value proposition is a little bit differently. And I want to articulate a really important point with this. So when you look at Cool Cats, and this is, again, the master challenge. So over the entirety of the Cool Cats from early or like mid-January, when the first five Cool Cats came out that had the Luka Doncic on the end of it, which was right around this period here, we get the Luka that's introduced, right? So that Luka reward is this part right here. Right after the Luka came out, the Luka was just under $1,000. There were some that sold in like the 700, 800 range. And then as we got to just before the middle of February, there was this parabolic rise in that Luka challenge because of and on the back of a massive influx of users and also a lot more conversation around this master challenge, this LaMelo that was on the end of all of these different Cool Cats drops. It was our primary and singular focus, right? And when we're talking about what that looks like now, it's really important to recognize that the vast majority of people that have a Luka, myself included, we didn't pay this much money. We didn't pay $16,000 for all of the component pieces. I can tell you exactly what I paid. I paid $14 for one pack for Cool Cats that I got because I was standing in line when they failed the pack drop. I paid another $14 for my second Cool Cat because I was lucky and got second one of the, you know, one,
wow.
Yeah, I was in the, I got the, you know, the 80,000 people that signed up for the raffle that they gave away. So I got two packs. So I got two out of the five. And then before everything went nuts, I traded something that I got. I had before, I think it was a rookie or something. I traded for the Booker. And then I bought the two other ones that were like 200. It was like Tobias Harris and John Wall or something like that. So I think I paid cash 14 plus 14 plus the trade of whatever and, you know, $600 around, right? So I paid $600 for the first five Cool Cats and Luka. Right? I didn't pay what that's worth now. And a lot of the people that own the Lukas now are in that position, which is part of the reason that the Lukas are so expensive. Many of the people that own them have zero incentive to sell them for a lower price. So we have to keep that in mind that, like, as we're looking at the value of the Cool Cats challenge, for 1,500 or 2,000, you know, probably 1,500 now, 1,500 people or 2,000 people, that's not how much it costs, right? Even now, looking at the whole total cost of $8,000, most people didn't put $8,000 in. Many people did. There are some that bought their way in. I've seen Twitter posts from them, but like that is the exception, not the rule. So when you're looking at this now as someone who wasn't around for that Cool Cats one pack, or even if you were, you're going to have to make some interesting choices about, okay, if I don't think the LaMelo is going to be worth this much compared to all of the 29 pieces are going to be worth plus the LaMelo after the fact, that's okay. It's okay to make that value proposition, but also recognize that many of us were not in that position and have, you know, $600 or, you know, maybe less than $1,000. Or for me, I'm an idiot and I bought two cats, you know, the Cool Cat cats for $525. And I got boned on that one because I'm an idiot and just a total dum-dum. But like, I am not in for nearly that much. I paid some and made some trades for my Cool Cats too. I repurposed some assets that I had, but like, I'm not paying sticker price for this stuff at any given time because I know that that's probably not going to be worth it in the long term, right?
I want to know your prediction based on all of this, based on the numbers that Greg always puts up for us, Greg Murray, on Twitter. Do you believe, because this is really the key to all of this, do you believe that the LaMelo Cool Cat reward will be lower minted than the LaMelo Rising Stars moment, which is at 2021?
Zero chance.
I don't know, man. I mean, if you look at the stats, it's looking close. You've got a lot of people stuck on like six or seven.
We're a month away from this, and there's going to be a lot of people that do the math of like, oh, hey, I'm gonna parachute out and get rid of my Luka. The answer to the question is what the LaMelo mint is 100% the unique Luka owners, within probably 200 of the unique Luka owners, because anybody that already has it, that is going for it, is going to get it. Anybody that goes out and buys one from somebody letting one go is buying it for the challenge. No one in their right mind would buy a Luka right now for however much it costs, $5,000, $4,000, unless they were going for the LaMelo Cool Cat. So every sale between now and then is for the LaMelo, period, full stop. If you're not, then you wait until after it's done, and then you buy the Luca when it's $1,000 or $500. So
I think it'll be a bit higher.
I said initially that it was going to be between 2,500 and 3,000. And I, at that point, I thought closer to 3,000. I think I'm probably leaning and shading towards a little bit closer to 2,500.
Well, that's but also the kicker is that you get that on top of the LaMelo, right? You get to keep that. And you get a LaMelo. Yeah. At the end of the day, you get both. So it's not just the other ones are all going to be dumped off. We know that. And I think people expect that. But
the 5,000, right? The Booker and the Rui and all of those, the 5,000s, like given the way the mint sizes went, like those would be valuable, right? Like they're not going to be crazy, crazy valuable, but like they'll be part one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Part one, I think, is going to have some value to it. But I would say it's far more likely that there's 2,500 LaMelos than there is 2,000. I think it's, even though the numbers right now are bearing out that only X number of people are on track, I think there's a lot of really smart people out there that are waiting for things to dip a little bit or people to get some of those like scared paper hands and, hey, I need to sell this Luca for $4,000 because, I want to get liquid for a legendary pack or I want to go after the Seeing Stars pack. Keep in mind that it's not just what it is now, right? It's what it was. And what the prices are now is not necessarily indicative of what actually people are paying for that. That is the premium that the people that have already paid for it and already have their things are forcing on the market. So keep that in mind. That said, if you're deciding, hey, I'm going to give them a Cool Cats, do you, man. Go for Seeing Stars. Go for Rising Stars. Put your money to use in a different place. I'm not going to judge you for it. If I do that, I might pull the ripcord too. It doesn't matter, right? The point of this is it's a game. It's to have fun. And if you don't like where your assets are right now and you've got $8,000 that you could otherwise have and you only put $600 into it, like, yeah, that's a cool 10X. Go get your 10X and go have fun somewhere else. That's fine. There's plenty of people that might come in behind and there's nothing wrong with that at all. And for everybody that's giving everybody else crap about selling things off or worrying about this or the value challenges or whatnot, tell them to kick rocks. It's not a big deal.
So we'll end there. Thank you for all that plunge. The Phil D has just alerted me that the NBA Top Shot Twitter account has tweeted that all the pre-order packs have been delivered.
Ooh.
Wow.
All the rumors of 24-hour shutdown for the market have just been shot down the toilet with a plunger.
Better to under-promise, over-deliver, right? So that's actually pretty sweet. That means the marketplace could open up like any minute now. But ooh. I do want to say, there you go, plunge. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, drink it up, buddy. I just want to say, like, I want to give some praise to Dapper. If all those packs have been delivered, 200,000 packs, like, think about how long it took to deliver, like, the gift or any of that other stuff. That is well done. That is well executed. Of course, it took 2 weeks, but expectations were set properly. Looks like everybody's got their packs. So Dapper, congrats. If there's anybody from the Dapper side, you know, maybe somebody who was having a chat with Diplo earlier wants to come on the show, shoot me a DM, you know, and kind of tell us about this pack drop. Anybody out there or some of the other Dapper folks we never see, you know, Katie or Roham or fake Roham or whoever's
Alan?
Out there. You
guys want to Alan could come on.
Yeah, Alan, you're Alan. I know Alan's always sneaking around in these chats. So if he's here, he hasn't said anything since the last Discord Fool where people were talking about they've got a crush on him and stuff like that. So Daplo. Okay, we got to move on, guys. I don't know. I mean, I didn't realize that Britt was pretty much already a pro athlete. So I want to say that this is our first pro athlete on the show. But actually, it turns out Britt was a pro athlete or formerly pro athlete.
Crazy.
Either way, this is our first non-North American pro athlete to ever come on the first mint and in any capacity. I'm just going to go right into it and introduce him. He is a star of Aussie Rules Football, and he is very deep into Top Shot and trying to spread the word about Top Shot all the way down under. Ladies and gentlemen, for his first mint debut, I'm gonna butcher the last name, so I'll let him say it. So I'm just going to say, welcome, Christian.
Hello, oh, guys.
Hey, wow.
Thanks for the intro. Thank you for
that.
That's probably,
I'm sure you guys get much bigger crowds than that at the Aussie Rules games, but damn, that's quite the warm welcome for you.
That's the best one I've had so far, I reckon. So that was good.
Okay, Christian, first of all, how do you pronounce your last name? Just so I
do. It's Italian background. My dad was actually born in Italy. So it's Petrarca.
You had it, LG. You got it.
Okay, I had it. Pronounce it, LG. Pronounce it. I want to hear you.
Petrarca.
Yeah, it's perfect.
How do you say? Oh, how do you say my last name?
Duce? Is it?
Yeah.
No,
it's not.
It's well, I mean, it could be in Italian. It could be the Ducetti. But it's Doucette, Doucette, man. It's okay, man. It's all right. Don't worry.
My last name is Balistracci, so we're old world.
It's not even the reveal segment yet, Plunge. Wow, I didn't know this.
Got it out,
Christian. Okay, tell us the question, the burning question for everybody. Have you? I'm assuming you received. Did you get the pre-order pack? Did you buy it a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I did, and I opened it up about half an hour ago.
I don't like the vibes here.
And
no comment. No comment. I got a Stephen Adams, a Malik Beasley, and a who was the other one? They're all 35K. They were nothing. I'll get my $9 back. So I'll take that.
That's good, I guess.
That's okay, man. I'm sure there's plenty of great packs in your future. Christian, when we spoke the other day, you were telling me some good stories about, you know, maybe some more positive stories about what your first investments were in Top Shot and some of the first moments you bought.
Yes, I got to give a shout out to a few of my friends from school, Tom and Michael, who are probably listening right now. They got me onto it, but I also hate them as well because they got me in really late. And they invested really early before Christmas. So I'm pretty filthy at them. But at the same time, I'm happy they told me about it. So, but when I first found out about it, I mean, I love NBA. I grew up with Ben Simmons. We played football and basketball together growing up and obsessed with basketball. And when I heard about it, I thought this is massive. And the way the climate is with crypto and NFTs, I thought no better way to invest a bit of money into something like this and something that's a bit more entertaining than shares or real estate. So, yeah, my first initial probably big investment was I bought a Luka Doncic S1, which I thought was pretty cool. Flirted around with a few things and sold. And then I got a Zion Williams S1, which is pretty cool. So I love it. I reckon it's absolutely awesome. But at the moment, I'm a bit nervous. The market's not great. And I've been messaging the LG for a little bit of insight, but you haven't been giving me much.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a good thing you didn't message these two guys because they're just clearly dumping all their stuff. So I wouldn't panic to that level, man. And you've got some good moments there too. So those are worthy of holding, for a while.
Agreed.
Both of those are really, really good.
Yeah.
What would you say so far, Christian, has been kind of your best deal or your best buy on the market?
Definitely the 70. I got a 71 71 Booker S1 buzzer beater over in the Clippers, which I think I've tried to go for high serials. So probably that, and I got a rare Ingram 42, which is pretty good series two. So yeah, I've invested a bit more money than actually buying packs. So my ROI isn't as great. I hate looking up evaluate because our time difference. So when I wake up, the market's sort of booming or it's busted, and when I wake up, it's not great at the moment.
That's
that actually
okay,
brings
man.
Up a good question. So I talk with a handful of folks that live in Australia or in New Zealand. Wade's is one of them, one of the OGs. I'm not sure if you've had any interaction with him, but the cadence of the market is very different, right? We see things in the States at a particular time interval for the most part, because the team is based on the West Coast. And so they have oriented their schedule around that to an extent. So when do you have to get up? Like, are you in line for pack drops at like crazy times? What does that look like for you?
That is a great
question. I've lined up a few times at 4 a.m. in the morning. Yeah.
Wow. That's dedication.
Wait,
hold on. How does your coach feel about that? That you're waking up at night, sleep. Yeah, exactly. And trying to buy a Top Shot.
It's not just about the 4 a.m. wake ups though. It's if you're 40,000 deep in the queue, you gotta stay up for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You're there until the sun comes up.
Christian, it's okay. You can get an email for when it's your time. You can get an email for your spot line. It's fine.
I'll be napping. I'll be snoozing. I don't want to miss out on that. So my girlfriend, I'll be setting up because it's not just about 4 a.m. You gotta wake up at 3:45. You gotta have that 10-minute get yourself prepped for it, wake up. So it hasn't been great, but it's it's all for the love of this. I absolutely love it, so it's good fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got something for you, Christian, here. All right, this is a little bit of fun stuff. If I were to ask you popularity wise, okay, this is a popularity question. in the entire world, in what range would you put yourself? Because I looked up your name, and there's a site that gives you popularity standings. Okay, I'm going to give you four different ones. All right, you in particular, in the entire world, the entire population of the world, where do you think you land? Just give me a ballpark figure of where you think you land as a popular person on this planet. Just give me a number, and I'll tell you where you rank. Sorry.
Well, but what's it out of? Like, what's
is it the entire world? Yeah. Is it everybody? Out of every name.
What website is this?
Out of Wikipedia.
What is this?
Hold on, we're gonna get into a little bit of deep dive here with this stuff. Just give me a ballpark figure, Christian. Give me something. Where would you put yourself?
I actually don't know it. I don't know where to start.
Okay, I'll give you the number.
Hang on. I'll try. And get
let's do some math here. I'll help you out, Christian, because I have no idea what he's talking about. So I'll help you out. Okay, so let's
give us a clue. Is it a million or is it a million or is it a thousand? Like, yeah. Is it thousands or a million?
I will. I can't tell you that. You got to tell me where you think you rank in the world. If you think there's a million more people popular than you on this planet, then you have to guess higher.
Well, yes, there would be. There'd be way more than a million people. Australia's a big sport, but it's only Australian. It's not worldwide.
Well, all right. I'll tell you where you came from.
Christian, give yourself some credit, man. Come on.
Seriously.
You're in the top million of the world, dude. Come on.
Come on, man. Number two pick overall. Seriously, that's not every day. I know what you mean by it's not a popular sport, but we do have it here in Canada. We do. And people don't know this, but there are associations here. And I didn't know this until I started following you. So here's where you rank. You came and ranked as the 159,007 and 8th most popular person on the planet. Okay, it doesn't end there though. It does not end there. Hold on,
that's pretty amazing.
That's
pretty good stuff. Okay, you ready for this one?
He's gonna tweet it. He's gonna put it out there now.
We're not done yet. Oh my god! You are the number 20th ranked in the world. Yeah, there you go. You are, well, it is 159,000, Christian, not
159,000.
Oh, we ran down. Okay. In Australia, we ran down.
You are also the 20th ranked Capricorn in the world named Christian in popularity. Okay? Top 20. Okay. We're getting there. Hold on.
Secret Google you have.
You are also the number 4 ranked most popular 25-year-old in the Australian Rules Football League. So I don't know who the other three are ahead of you that are 25. And then the last one is you are also the 14th ranked Capricorn Australian Rules footballer in popularity. So there you go. Now you know where you stand in the world. And if we ever have you back on the show, we'll check those standings again. I have a feeling you're going to skyrocket after you've been on the first mint.
All 900 people that are watching.
Thanks for that specific research. Good, I like that research.
Yeah. And then you can check your progress. Like, you check your account all the time. So
I might do that. I might be a new Evaluate Market on the popularity. Yeah, that's
right. So of the other three 25-year-olds, like, have you brought this and Top Shot to other Australian Rules football players? Like, is it part of the conversation now in training? And I don't know if you're actively in season right now, but has this sort of invaded elsewhere as you've gone along?
I was saying this to our LG the other day. I'm a bit selfish when it comes to this. I haven't really told many people.
That's good.
He's the opposite of Brit. He's not telling anybody. He says, forget the Ponzi scheme. I want it all.
He'll tell people accounted as a certain level, then he'll tell people. That's how people usually approach it.
So I first got onto it, and I was very intrigued by it. Then there was a patch where I thought, I don't know, this isn't really going anywhere. And then I sort of checked my account after a week, and a few of my Series 2 just comments went up a little bit. And I thought, oh, okay, maybe I should get back into it. And I told a few players, a few teammates, and they weren't really invested in it. They thought, well, they said to me, this is the quote, and I feel like everyone would have had this. Well, I can just go watch the moment on YouTube.
Oh, God.
So,
I hate that.
Here we go.
No, I kind of, all I we kind ever of agree hear. With them.
Here we go. Here we go. We're talking YouTube.
So, from that, really, I just really watched, you know, I really got invested more into it. And, I love it. It's awesome. It's so much fun. I mean, I actually check it more than I do with anything else. It's really good.
Christian, cool. do you think we'll ever see a Top Shot for Aussie Rules? And would you welcome that? And the question after will naturally be, how much would you be willing to pay for your own moment?
Oh, well, 150,000 in the world. I mean, my moment's going to be, it's going to be over 150,000, I think.
Here we go. Here we go.
Look at that.
Oh, God.
Whoa. These guys are savages. Right, they're savages.
This sport is amazing. It really is. I recommend it to anybody.
It makes all of our football players look like giants.
Let's find one.
It is wild.
Okay. Well, okay. That one. Okay. Let's find a moment we'd pay for that would be a legendary here. They're all, look at that. Catch. Is that what you call that a catch? Is that a catch? Let's not shot that.
Of course it's a catch.
That's good. We're looking for a high serial, low serial number on that. Look at that. That went right in.
Oh, yeah. You just beat that guy. That guy had no chance. It was amazing. We'll call Rohan to make this into a set right now. You weren't even in that part. There you go. There he is. Wow.
This where did you get this highlight reel, LG?
Wow. Yeah, it's on YouTube. it's just like Top Shot stuff. It's on YouTube. I can just find it. I can just watch it on YouTube. What I pay for it.
Popularity rising with every click, LG.
So, Christian, I actually have a real question about the So, where are you relative to your season right now? Are you guys in the throes of it? Are you preparing? Are you just coming off the tail end of it?
Coming up.
So we're 1 week away. So round one is next week. So we play, we're very similar to the NFL season. We play weekly. We don't play every second day because our sport is so physically taxing. Rough. We play on the weekends. Yeah, pretty much. So we play next Saturday at home, which is good in Melbourne. So I'm in Melbourne. We play against a team called Fremantle, which is in Western Australia. So yeah, it's exciting. Last year we actually, because of COVID, we had to spend 5 months up in Queensland for the hub. So, because Melbourne was just terrible with COVID. So, we had to move out of there, which is, it was good. Queensland, for all those who know, is very beachy, very beautiful weather. Yeah. So, it's like California pretty much. So, we were there for 5 months, my partner and I, and it was so much fun. I mean, the hub was kind of tough. It was a tough experience, but the actual being around the beaches was pretty cool.
Was it weird playing? So, obviously, when you say the hub, I assume like the bubble with the NBA, like just no fans, nothing around, just... You know, were you all on campus? Were you all kind of situated in hotels? What did that look like?
It was like we shared with three teams. So our COVID numbers are not as bad as anywhere in Europe or America. So we'd only get 100 cases a week. And our government would, exactly. And our government would be scared of 10 cases a day. So we were actually okay with it. We had a few fans to our games, but not many. We were situated with three other teams, and then around us was like a resort. So there was a gym, footy ovals. So we could still play and still train, and but we just couldn't go to restaurants or go for anything really access with the outside world. So it was tough. It was like school camp. It was like school camp. It was like breakfast, lunch, and dinner with the same people. Everyone brought up their kids. So I used to be really cluckly, but now I hate kids. So.
But hold on. Speaking of kids, Christian, I have a little something here, and you're going to have to tell me if it's true or not. And LG doesn't know I'm asking this, but I read somewhere that as a kid, I don't know if this came from your family or whoever, you were nicknamed the Terminator because you would run.
Hold on.
Because you would run into a room, cause a massive scene, and then move to the next room and cause another scene. This is directly from the roots of Christian Petracca. This is what it says. I'm telling you. Is that true? Are you the Terminator?
Yeah, I was pretty chaotic. Yeah.
No wonder you got into Aussie rules then.
I'm an athlete. I got a lot of energy. I'm an athlete, so I can't help it.
LD, where are you finding that?
He's got secret Google.
The deep dive. I'm telling you, man. I can find a lot of stuff.
Are you pickle? Are you actually been pickle this whole time and you can just hack people? Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah.
That's amazing. Do they still call do you have a nickname in Aussie rules, Christian?
My nickname's Track. So because my last name's Petrarca, it's too long for people.
Oh, it's
so
gotta be it's gotta go back to Terminator. It's gotta go back to Terminator.
I like track.
I do have another clip to show, and Christian, this is. I mean, I guess I'm using the same secret Google that Phil D is, but maybe you need to think about your internet presence. So this is here we go. I'm just gonna play it. Here we go. Oh wait, hold on, it's not playing. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, look at that! Whoa, there you go.
This Christian playing some basketball.
Look at that!
Wow, between the legs, that's amazing. Christian, tell us about these potential Top Shot highlights here.
That looks like a 35K moment. That could probably go for $2, I reckon. That's a ring grazer right there. That's a dollar. I'll sell that moment in here.
Look at that.
Well, there's one near the end here. Here we go.
Oh,
last week's dunk contest.
Who edited this, Christian? Why would they put that in?
That was like Obi Toppin dunk. That was good. Yeah,
that's right. Look at that.
Oh, look at Paulson now.
Not bad.
Yeah, I played it. I mean, like every kid growing up, you sort of play a fair bit of sport. And I played basketball and footy and a bit of tennis. But basketball and footy were my two sports I played at the high level. I played with Ben Simmons and Dante Exum and a few guys. We sort of represented Australia here and there. And I loved it. But I think I chose footy over basketball probably because I'm not 6'10" and right. I probably can't do the things like that I can now. So
when Ben can,
I have to ask one more thing to Christian. Christian, if we ever find a way to get down to Australia, the first minute, we do a live show from Australia. Hopefully you'll come join us. We do some sort of live show from I don't know where. But can you promise us to somehow get us in that section where those people wave those like crazy feathers and the flags right in the end zone there behind the post? I've been watching for 3-4 years. I've always wanted to be there, and I don't even know where to start to get in there. But those are like the most passionate fans. They wave those flags no matter what happens. They got all these banners with your faces on them. As long as we can get some sort of, if you can get us any in on sitting in that section, I would love that because that's on my bucket list is going to an Aussie Rules football game. And I'm sure Plunge Father would have a great presence there in LG as well.
No. So if you guys can go to the game, I'll go to Kingston Heath.
Oh, you're a golfer. Beautiful. Oh, Kingston Heath. Great course. Oh man. Yeah. Great call. I played at Heritage last week.
So. I don't even. Sorry. What is that? What is that plunge?
Look at this. Golf course. Golf course.
It's a what?
One of the
it's
best golf courses in the world.
One of the best golf courses. Yeah.
The Sandbell. Yep. Melbourne has. I don't know. I'm not how to say it, but Melbourne.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Wow.
They have some of the best golf courses in the world.
Accent by Plunge. That was pretty good.
Plunges, both of you guys did so much research before this. You guys know so much.
I just know about Melbourne.
Like, and I'm the only person who spoke to him.
And I'm the only one who talked to him. I didn't do any research.
But yeah, if you guys are down under, definitely get you to a game. It's so much fun. I mean, I was saying LG before, we get 100,000 to our games, and there's only, in Victoria alone, probably only a population of 3 or 4 million. So it's we got a big squad. It's called the Cheer Squad, by the way, Phil.
Okay. I would love to be in there for sure. And just like you, Christian, we have to stay up. We have to stay up all night if we want to catch any of the games. The earliest that it starts here would be an 11:30 p.m. game. Otherwise, any match we want to watch. And they do broadcast them on the national sports television here. They do have a contract, but they're at like 3, 4, 5 in the morning. So that's the equivalent of you and your pack drop weights and all that. But I think sometimes it's more worth it for us because you may not get a pack or you might wait 4 or 5 hours to get a pack. So that's really cool, man. I mean, we're huge, huge fans. And we'll have some more facts next time for sure.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on the show. It was so much fun.
Yeah, of course. We'll have to have you back. Thanks, Christian.
So everybody check out the Melbourne Demons. Is that what it is? The Demons?
Yeah.
Playing on which day of the weekend? Because I know people are going to want to watch now, Christian. When are they playing?
Everything. It'll be Friday, your time.
Okay, literally, Friday, our time.
This time, right now, next week, we play at 1:45. So okay. 6:45.
Perfect. We'll be tuning in. Okay. Thanks a lot, Christian.
Right. Yeah, thanks, awesome Christian.
See you guys. See
ya. Have a good day, man. Okay, Phil D, where did you get all this stuff, man? Before we go into, and we're going to get into your picks next. So Phil's going to get some of his picks. And then after that, we're getting to CryptoBase. She's here. She's in that. She's in the building. CryptoBase is in the building.
Wow.
But before we do that, Phil D, where are you getting this info? What's the secret Google got that you're keeping?
No, it's not secret Google. I mean, when you have a special guest coming on, you have to dig pretty deep. You got to talk to their friends, talk to, family if you can find them, and you got to find out. I've always done that. What you do is you ask some of their teammates, what would nobody know about them? And then you get some crazy fact and you throw it out. Then they're in shock. He hasn't heard that Terminator term since all the way back when he was a kid.
He was pretty blown away, honestly.
He was called the Terminator because he'd go room to room and cause massive chaos. I can just picture him like torpedoing like the Tasmanian devil through rooms and his parents losing their minds. which probably helped him be a good basketball player at the same time because all the spinning and stuff like that, right? But it's true what he said. He was ranked one of the top 12-year-olds in Australia at the same time as Ben Simmons, Dante Exum. He was right up there on that list at a very high level. And, you know, like any other athlete, he's had a lot of injuries due to basketball. I wanted to bring that up, but not really. And, yeah, so, I mean, you got to find the right facts. He was shocked by that one. And I don't know if he was more shocked by that or that he's in the top 160,000 most popular people on this planet. We're not even going to look ourselves up because I don't think we're in the top million, but you never know.
There you go. You're the Nardwar for anybody. Oh, Nardwar is a very strange Canadian TV personality from years past. But speaking of players, Phil D, who are you looking at right now? We got all these new moments coming out. It's been a week since the All-Star break. What other players are kind of primed for like a nice run here that people should have on their radar?
Here's the deal. I usually get into actual players and that, but since Cool Cats 3 is imminent, I have to go back to Cool Cats. People keep asking me and I can't answer all the DMs that I promise I'd talk about on the show. So the original list of Nurkic, Capella, Bouchard, Dort, and Jakob Pertl. I couldn't believe that. When the guy's giving me crap and he calls the guy Bouchard, he's like, explain why you're buying all those Bouchards. It's not Genie Bouchard, it's Boucher. So I believe that Top Shot, I mean, you can't call ourselves like huge influencers, but I know a lot of people follow what we do with things like that. So we're not, you know, I'm not solely responsible for what happened in the last 48 hours with those moments, but with all the people that were watching, I think, there was a bit of a panic that set off. There are a lot of other people on Twitter that figured that whole thing out and predicted the same people, including Mick, one of our colleagues on Twitter. So I don't take the full credit for that, but I think Chugs are also put out a list of the international players. So that helped a lot. But here's the direction I'm going to go. I have a feeling that Top Shot sees what we do. It's too much credit, but I'll take it. And I have a feeling they are able to call an audible on the five base moments. So because of that, no, it's possible. If they anticipated the five base moments to be under $20 or under $10, and because the speculation started like a week and a half ago, and then Jacob drops that nugget, and he's probably after, he's like, oh, man, I told the wrong person. Phil, the real Phil D has the biggest mouth on the planet. He's obviously going to go tell everybody, right, or figure it out. So once he said that those players are for cold countries and we figured out that whole formula, they could easily say, you know what? We have other options now, and we'll go to them. We want this to be accessible to everybody and be some cheap moments that are maybe under $10 now before everybody scoops them up. So guys that I'm looking at, and I'm not going to give the full list now until I release a list on Twitter again. But again, if you guys are watching what I'm buying later, you'll probably see all of them in there. Guys that played for Cats Universities who have moments now on Top Shot that just came out today. You've got guys like Aaron Gordon, who played at Arizona. That's a Wildcat right there. Kyle Lowry's new moment. He's a Villanova Wildcat. That's another one. They have actually Bam is off my list now. Bam was a guy I was really high on my list to have because I thought they'd use Bam in one of these Cool Cats challenges, but they just used Bam in the Mike Conley challenge. So I don't think they're going with Bam this time around. I think he's kind of off the list. Here's an interesting one. We just had Christian Petracca on. Christian Petracca will be happy to know that there is one player who is not only an international player, which seems to be the theme, all right, but he's also a Cat. Steven Adams. Play for the Pittsburgh Panthers, and he's from Australia. So that's another good one. You've got a couple of more guys that'll be cheap out there that played for Cats Universities. If Jacob and friends want to go in that direction. If it is cold countries, then the list continues to expand. You've got people like, I guess, Evan Fournier, maybe one of them. He's from France, sort of a cold country. Another one of the cold countries would be Bogdan Bogdanovic from Serbia. That's another one that could be included. I think what they're going to do is take a couple of these guys, the five guys that we've been looking at the last week and a half, and combine them with random guys in the new slate of guys. So we'll put out a list a bit later of all the players that would qualify for Cool Cats, and we'll make that happen. And I can tell nobody's listening to me in the chat or anywhere else because they know Crypto Babe. Crypto Babe is minutes away. I'm just rambling for no reason. So you know what? Cancel the segment. Bring Crypto Babe on. I've had enough. I'm done. And
not Phil D. It's good knowledge. There's people that are listening, man. They're listening when that market opens back up.
They don't even need to listen.
Phil, from that, there's definitely at least two or three people who are going to do what you say, okay? There's at least two or three people that are going to do it. But no, you're right, Phil D. Thank you for that knowledge as usual. Unreal, man. So it's the moment everybody has been waiting for.
Throw the advisory. So may,
I know that there's a lot of people at Top Shot, and we have a lot of new followers and new viewers. And a lot of people might be wondering, they've probably discovered Crypto Babe on Twitter, but they have not, they don't know what has transpired on the show between Crypto Bay.
Wow, look at that, babe. Who's wow.
Plunge, enough with the controls, okay? So just for anybody who doesn't know, we're actually just going to recap really quick what has going on with Crypto Babe. Take a look. Wow. She's back.
Whoa.
Crypto Babe. Crypto
Babe. Wow, look at the excitement. Oh, Plunge, control yourself.
Plunge
please.
Is pretty excited. Crypto Babe, welcome back to the First Mint. It's great to have you back after your vacation.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my.
How was vacation?
It was good. I still got the bikini on. I'm not ready to be back.
So
Plunge, where are you? Are you like in the woods? Is this witness protection?
In the woods.
This is the plottage.
Hiding from me.
It's the three season porch. It's better internet than the murder dungeon. So
Plunge is looking nervous, looking like someone on their first date. He can barely contain himself here.
I'm measured, cool as a cucumber over here.
LG, are you throwing up an advisory? I know people in the chat are putting up advisory. I think the advisory really needs to go
here
up.
We go. Yeah, as we get into Crypto Babe, warning: tonight's show, this part of the show is intended for mature audience. Parental discretion is advised for this next segment. So, Crypto Babe, yeah. So I believe you said you wanted to come on the show and that you had something for Plunge, correct?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, been working on it the past couple weeks.
Oh, here we go.
I owed him.
Oh no! Hold on, are we opening this live on the air tonight?
We're gonna open this pack. That's great. We're gonna open this pack.
So this is dangerous here. The chat needs to listen really carefully. If the kids are in the room, send them out. Adults, viewer discretion is advised. Plunge, you better Plunge. You better have plans for the rest of the night after this. I don't know if you'll survive in your household, but you better have plans here. Just be ready. This is going to be monumental. The first ever Crypto Babe pack opening in First Mint history, live on the air tonight.
Father themed too. Wow. It's Plunge father themed. Crypto Babe, right? Before we open it, we're going to open it in just a second. Okay. What can people expect from this pack?
What can people expect?
Oh,
all wow. I can say is expect the unexpected. A lot of work. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, our viewers are going to lose it. They've been waiting for this.
Here we
all
go.
Right.
Hold on. I've just been handed an emergency transmission. It looks like it's some kind of secret videotape. Oh my God.
What was that?
Is that?
Is that Plunge?
Was that Plunge? Was that a video of Plunge?
That was one of the other nudie accounts.
That woman, that not a woman, probably you Texans or whatever. She's a fake. The pictures are from some other Twitch stream.
I don't know.
Why are you following this person?
Hold on, I've got something else here.
Are you serious, Plunge?
I've been given something else. Hold on. I've been given something else.
You got to be kidding.
Here we go. Oh, what is this? A secret text message?
Plunge, Poppy.
It's a screenshot.
What is this?
Plunge, is this text between you and somebody else?
Is this for real, man? Plunge, what is... Oh, all right. Well, this is awkward. This is real awkward.
Wow.
Are you serious?
I can't believe this.
I'm let down, Plunge.
So now
I'm posting this here for everybody that has tried or... Don't get catfished. That Demi Love XX, that's the real person that other you Texans is. I'm doing research for all of you.
Don't change the subject. What do you have to say for yourself, Crypto Babe, here that you've been following other accounts and texting with them? What do you have to say for yourself?
I don't need to explain myself. I don't need to explain myself at all. Do what I want.
What's that text message?
Oh, I can do what I want, he said. Fair enough.
Are we still opening that pack?
Which pack? Did Crypto Babe, did you get a pack?
I don't think we can open it after that anymore.
I think it might be over.
I can do what I want too, and I don't want to open it. So.
Hold on. So every member of the audience, 1,000 plus, just got screwed over by Plunge Father, who could not keep his plunger in his whatever you want to call it.
I'm doing all of you a favor. I am doing the Lord's
favor.
Trying to keep you guys from... We're getting catfished, okay? Because crypto is real.
Seems
honestly seems plunge. More like you're looking to get the other babes for yourself there, plunge. No. That's kind of more what it seems like.
Well, crypto babe.
Listen, crypto babe, there's plenty of other great top shot advice guys out there. Okay. There's plenty. If you literally just go to Twitter and type in top shot anything, there's like hundreds of them. I'm sure there's plenty of great advice people.
I might have to DM Petrarca.
Plunge, you better hit the gym. Wow. Get down and do some push-ups.
Oh.
Wow.
If you can land Christian Petrarca, like, I'm very straight, but like, good looking dude. So if you can land that, go down under all day.
That is not the way. What? That is not the way to get your crypto babe.
Hey, go get yours.
What is going on,
crypto babe? After this heartbreak, crypto babe, are we ever going to see you again after this heartbreak? Because now it's clear.
I don't know. I mean, LG, Phil, I love being on the show. Thanks for having me, but I don't know. I'm hurt, Plunge. I'm hurt.
Unreal, man. That's a disgrace.
I can't tell you to not be hurt, but you know, you do you. You got you're a grown woman. You can do your own thing.
Oh yeah. And
you don't need me. You don't need a man.
We got some stuff in the works. You don't need a man.
You don't need me.
Very dad comments there, Plunge.
Even in heartbreak, he's still a charmer, that guy.
I'm just doing the Lord's work out there. I'm just trying to keep the community safe. That's my goal with all this. So hey, I guess I'll apologize. I'm sorry that I offended. Oh. Maybe I don't think you're offended though. No. I don't think you are.
No.
I think you like it.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, crypto babe, Phil and I both think you're great, and that there's going to be, whether it's Christian or somebody else out there on Twitter for you, we'll sure you'll find a great top shot guy for you. If not, keep doing what you're doing, guys. Follow Crypto Babe. She's at Top Shot Babe on Twitter. Mm-hmm. She's got some special surprises for you, and she started dishing out some really great top shot knowledge as well. So she's a good follow. Crypto Babe, please take care.
Thank you guys so much. This was great.
The chat is absolutely.
Bye.
The chat is absolutely losing it on Plunge. Someone goes, is this guy a dad? Like those dad comments, like you're a grown woman, Plunge.
There you have it, folks. Man. It looks like the Plunge father and Crypto Babe saga. Looks like that's over. Coming to an end.
And Plunge father is a heel. The chat's calling you a heel.
I wouldn't be worried about me. I'd be worried about guys like Christian Petrarca. Why are you worried about me?
Oh, but Plunge, you're one of one. You're one of one, but you can't keep following all these random accounts and texting them, man.
You followed her. We saw it.
All right. Well, hey, I'm going to take control here. I wanted to say thank you for everybody that submitted, all 7,500 of you that submitted your top shot username into our Google form from earlier this week. I saw at least one person in the chat that guessed right as to why we were collecting these things. And what I'm going to do now is tell you why we collected those things, because it is
Johnsonator,
the Mint Madness Handle Hoopla bracket, baby.
Wow.
We are going to crown a champion, the best top shot username in all the land from our valuable listeners. So we're going to have 64 top shot handle single elimination bracket for the best top shot handle as entered by all of you out there. There are going to be four regions. We're going to have four pundits that are assigned to each of those regions. Tonight, we are going to randomly select four 16 seeds from the Wheel of Names, from all of the top shot usernames that were clearly auto-generated by Top Shot. Things like tightly_wound_hyena2532, right? We're going to pick those four 16 seeds. And you never know, there could be a Dark Horse Cinderella. And what we're going to do after this, right? We're going to have our pundits, our four region captains, draft the remaining seeds for their region on the Selection Sunday seeding special this Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific, just after the Selection Sunday show on ESPN, live on the First Mint YouTube, hosted by yours truly. And guess what? How are we going to decide? How are we going to figure out what's the best handle in all of Top Shot? Well, of course, the community's going to vote on it.
Oh, yes.
Of course they're going to vote on it. So it's going to be all of you guys. We're going to run through this thing together. So you might think, hey, why the hell are we doing this? How is it going to work? Who's going to be involved? Well, who are our pundits? Obviously, Phil D. Real Phil D. You get region four, bottom right. Because that's
region
the that's
four.
The,
I like
the
region
weird,
four.
That's the weird,
best
like,
region.
Yeah, it's like the like Canadian version of things. Anyway, down in the corner over there. And then in region three, we got our guy, Greg Murray, who's waiting
in
the wings.
Oh, well. G Murray. G Money.
G Murray. You love him for all of his challenge yeah. updates, all of his crazy analytics that he's been able to pull. We've got our boy Chugs and Bugs.
Look at that picture. Chugs. Wow.
Just who's a young gentleman. And the fourth pundit, who could it be?
Rohan?
It's not me. Because I'm gonna be running this thing, but we're gonna announce him here in a second. But before we do that, what is this person gonna win? What is the top shot handle voted by the community gonna win? LG, what do you think it is? Phil, what do you think it is?
I will say
no, but ooh,
I don't.
It is juicy.
Is it a plunge back?
It is not a plunge back. I don't think that one's ever coming back.
It's not,
you missed your chance. All you have to do is not do what you did. But
tell them what it is, plunge. Tell them what it is.
We got Tyrese Halliburton. Three badge.
Wow, man. Wow.
Three badge. So
a lot of people in the chat are already removing themselves from this thing because they said their name sucks.
yeah. Their name probably does stink. So that's okay. Wow. There were 7,500 and we whittled it down. But who is our fourth pundit? Who are we going to pull in to help this out, because I'm the one that's going to be running this thing. LG was like, hey, I got stuff to do this weekend. So I'm going to be the one emceeing this bad boy, taking over for LG. Phil's going to be involved. But we got to pull in none other than Top Shot aficionado and college humor / comedy extraordinaire, our friend Amir Blumenfield.
Wow.
Welcome to the stream, Amir. How's it going, my guy?
First of all, I'm honored to be here. I hope you guys can hear me. I did not do a sound check whatsoever.
Look
tell
at
me
the microphone.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a podcaster. I get it. I got the setup. I got the Zoom. I got the recording. I got the nice microphone. Don't worry about that. As long as you guys can actually hear me, the internet works. Everything's all right. All right, cool. Thank you guys so much for having me. Appreciate it.
No,
huge
this
fan.
Is, this
first
is
and foremost.
Thank
that's
you
how I reached out. So, yeah,
no,
I'm honored
awesome.
To be a small part of, can I call it the first annual? The first annual?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Something. What is it?
Mint madness.
Okay, first annual.
The handle hoopla. Handle hoopla. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going. And if you guys, so if you're like me and you went to college in roughly the early 2000s to the mid 2000s, and you're like, who is Amir? He's doing a lot right now. So Amir, I knew you from back Jake and Amir back when you were like guys were writers on College Humor, had this awesome video series. But what are you doing now? What are you doing these days?
Wow, what am I doing now? Well, we run a podcast network called HeadGum. So we got a show there and about 30 other shows that we help monetize, grow, sell. And that keeps us busy enough. And then, of course, part-time job, flipping clips, hanging out in the marketplace, just like you guys, trying to turn this thing into this a real side hustle.
A real job?
That's what I've been spending my time on mostly.
So I got to ask you, did you get your pre-order pack?
Got the pre-order pack. I think it's in. Haven't opened it yet.
You want to open it?
Geez, you're really putting me on the spot. How do I do that?
What, you say no.
Share my screen?
Hold on, Punch. Can we get the other division guys on here first?
Yeah, let's do it. Why don't we?
Hold on, before we get into pack cracking, I want to see a bit of trash talk between the people. Yeah, Chugs has finally arrived, and he looks like he's ready to rumble. Can we get a bit of trash talk? I want to hear what people are thinking here about their own divisions and how that's going to work.
Amir, while you get that queued up, Chugs, Greg, thoughts. How are you feeling? You like the top right, Greg? Chugs, are you okay in the bottom left?
Top right is where it's at, man. I don't think you guys can hang. I got good.
Ooh.
So just to, while I'm getting this keyed up, how this
Chugs,
is gonna
we
work?
Can't hear you, man.
Chugs, you're on mute. The rookie mistakes here.
I've just been on Ken Palm, man. I had to focus on my big board.
Hold on, LG. Can I break some news? We know, when the breaking news from Twitter right now. I don't know if you'll be able to pull it up. Crypto Babe just tweeted a shot of Plunge Father's Twitter account officially blocked. Yes, he has been officially blocked by Crypto Babe, never to be able to send a DM ever again.
Bummer.
Anyways, back to business. All right.
Back to business. Amir, are you ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Just... Let's crack this pack. So what we're going to do, we're going to crack this pack.
I've got. I actually made an intro for Pack Crackers that I forgot earlier. Okay,
let's do it.
You want to see it? I made this last night just for you guys.
Do it.
Here we go. Right. Okay.
I have no notes. Okay. That was like, I don't know where you learned that, but I applaud your teacher. I applaud your effort. Great
it's
work.
Taken
is that
me
20 After
years,
Effects?
Honestly, yeah. No, it's, I don't even know what it was. It's taken me 20 years to learn that. Yeah. That's why, that's why I got the, you know, the face and the skills for radio, man. Let's stick to the podcast, right?
All you're right. A good looking guy. Don't get yourself down.
Yeah. Amir, if you click share your screen, we can broadcast it to everybody and we'll crack it together and go nuts, figure out what you got.
You got to live up to the last one, Amir. I mean, that was a pretty good pack opening earlier.
Screen sharing tips. Screen sharing works best on a good computer. All right, good to know. Thank you. Thank you. Solid tip. Solid tip. On a good. So I guess I'm about to find out if my computer is good. Here we go. Select window or screen. StreamYard or entire screen. I can't share the StreamYard, right? That's not going to do anything for us.
Share the entire screen.
You should be able to, if you go to the top thing at the right, you should be able to select the window that you want to share.
Would that be nice? That'd be great. I don't know if you guys remember what we just saw with the behind the scenes of somebody looking at, because I got tabs on tabs on tabs of really illicit.
You got to close all of them.
Yeah. Crypto Babe doesn't even scratch the surface.
Is there going to be a legendary reveal that Amir is Crypto Babe's new pimp or whatever? Because that could be that would be quite the shock.
Entire screen, StreamYard. All I can do is share my entire screen or my StreamYard. Oh. That doesn't seem right.
All right. Well, I mean, try your.
Do you have a second screen?
Oh, you know what? I got to open it in the same browser. You know, I was bragging about being technologically savvy, and then I used Chrome and this and Firefox. And
we're gonna do this quick.
Okay.
Crack that pack, and then we're gonna jump directly into getting those 16 seeds on that bracket.
Yeah, and then you know I gotta log in here, and then it's like it's gonna start texting me and.
Got to do that. The two-factor authentication.
Yeah, you really put me on the spot. I don't even know if I'm ready for. Yeah, now I got to sign in to my Gmail. Oh my gosh, is this derailing the show too much?
We don't have to do this. We can do this later. That's not a big deal. Why don't we switch gears? We'll throw open the wheel of names and we'll get that rolling. I'll share my screen. If you want to crack it at the end, great. If not, we'll just roll with what we got here. So, what I did and what we're gonna do. Is we are going to, I pulled all of the, there's like 200 or so, I think 170 total names that looked very clearly like they were auto-generated from Top Shot. I am sure that there are at least five that someone put in there that are like just similar enough that they're not actually generated by Top Shot, but I don't really care. So what we're going to do, we're going to spin this wheel four times. The first one is going to be the 16 seed in Amir's region. The second one is going to be the 16 seed in Chugs' region. The third one is going to be the 16 seed in Greg Murray's region. The fourth one is going to be the 16 seed in Phil D's region. And then what we're going to do after that, we're going to have each of these guys pick their number one overall seed to go up against these 16 seeds. And then this coming Sunday, 48 hours from now or so, we're going to go ahead and draft the rest of this 2 through 15 seeds. So we're going to go ahead and spin this. You can see some of these names along the right. Complete Cougar, A426. Wiry Blood Oranges, 4875. Extra Large Chamois, 351. That's Stunt's book. All right. Quixotic Ferret. Yeah, that's a dark horse. 16 seed? Quixotic Ferret? That might be an upset. That's like Baltimore, whatever the team that beat UVA like 2 years ago. That's Quixotic Ferret right there. So we're going to spin this wheel. We're going to take four names. Amir, this is your 16 seed. Are you ready for it?
Here we go. 16 seed. One time.
Oh, big time. Complete Cougar 8426.
Oh, hey, that's
a formidable name.
That's, yeah.
That was generated by the system, but still kind of overtly sexual. So it has two things going for it. Formidable 16 seed for sure.
And remember that the community is voting on all these matchups. So the one seed that you put up against this, the community gets to decide which one advances based on voting. So
okay,
keep that in mind. All right,
yep.
Let's roll it again. This one's for you, Chugs. You ready to rock? Sweltering Whale, Capital Basking, Gummy Adele Penguin, Rubbery Seal. Rubbery Seal 5246.
Rubbery Seal. Ooh. I don't even want to know where that one came from.
Scared about my one seed now.
Oof. That's at 16. See, that might take over.
Rubber Seal.
Rubber Seal? Love that. All right, Greg Murray, you ready to rock?
Let's go.
What are you most afraid of?
What?
What?
What are you most afraid of?
Personal questions here, bud. This is not a dating show, man.
Greg, what are you most afraid of?
Hey, what's your favorite color, man?
Boxers or briefs? Like, seriously, man.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Artist Horn Frogs?
Whoa. Horn Frogs.
Interesting.
That's wow. A 16
okay.
Seed.
I'll take it.
Dude, won the conference with a losing record.
You, that was you. I might consider like throwing my one seed, get a crappy one seed in there because, man, that's a tough matchup right away.
How All is right, there no play-in? There should be a play-in.
No, no, we don't do that here. The real tournament, 64 only. Oh, tight Hickama? No, damn it. Silverfish, 59.90.
Silverfish, Silverfish. Anybody,
I just want to clarify for anybody who's just tuned in. If anybody's just tuned in to the show, we have just announced that there will be a tournament that we have organized called Mint Madness, which is going to incorporate a giant bracket of everybody, of tons of usernames from actual Top Shot users. And the four gentlemen you see on the screen that aren't me and Plungefather are each heading to, or each their own division. And right now we are drafting for what? Right now we're picking for what? The first overall seed, Plunge? Is that what it is?
So no, that was those six. Those were the 16 seeds in each of the regions. So we have let me go back and pull these open from here.
I thought you were gonna say anybody just joining us now, click out, leave right now. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Anyone who's joining now, this is not a raffle.
Not a raffle. Just so you know, and just how it's gonna work, and Plunge, correct me if wrong, is that over the course of the next like 8 or 9 days, we're gonna do several different rounds, just like in a bracket. And you guys, the community, are going to be voting on who moves on to the next round. So, for example, you're going to have like Armed Horn Frog versus like Brian, and everyone is going to vote on which of those usernames they like the most. And then the four gentlemen here, they are going to be running and doing a live draft this Sunday of which usernames get entered into the bracket. That's what's going on here if you're just tuning
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're going to do round one of that bracket tonight. We're going to pick the one seeds from each of your regions. That's how we're going to end the show tonight. Okay. And there might be, I don't know, LG, are we going to do another raffle after this?
We got a few more raffles and we got to open couple packs, but yes.
We got a few more raffles. We got to open a couple packs. So what we're going to do, again, back to our region tier, we got Amir, you're going to go first. You're going to pick from that list that we sent along earlier. You are picking the first opponent. The one seed who is going to go up against complete underscore cougar 8426. So you have the list.
Okay.
Who is your first draft pick?
First of all, thank you for using a really old blurry photo of me. I don't know if you have the updated newer non-question mark. That's okay. We'll get to that round two. Sweet 16 will for sure be a newer photo of me. High res and everything. All right. Yes, here's please. What I'm thinking. I took a list of your pre-approved names. Or sorry, I took a look of your list. Of all the people that submitted, you want my number one seed, right? My what I think is the best opponent for what was it? Crypto Cougar 69420. All right, I think my favorite one, the one that made me laugh, right? The one that made me laugh the most is it was very simple. I'm a very simple man. I have very low bar when it comes to making me giggle. This the username was. Paul Rudd's cousin. Paul Rudd's cousin.
I like Rudd's cousin.
I don't know if that makes it better or worse. I think it's funnier if it's actually Paul Rudd's cousin. Either way, it made me laugh amongst a sea of like Top Shot, Hottie, and Cool Dude 69 was like, Paul. By the way, I'm Paul Rudd's cousin. So shout out to Paul Rudd's cousin. Number one seed.
All right, not Paul Rudd's cousin Phil.
So a round one matchup, first matchup announced: Paul Rudd's cousin versus Crypto something something or Compelling.
Yeah, Crypto Cougar.
Compelling Cougar 826. I'm gonna go ahead and favor. I'm gonna favor Paul Rudd's cousin there. But Chugs, you're up next. Chugs, you got something. I take it. I'm curious. Like, with Paul Rudd's cousin, was that your first draft pick? Did Amir snatch it from you?
I can honestly say that was not my first choice. First right. off, this picture here, I gave that to you in confidence, man. This was
come on, Chugs.
No, I'm kidding. That's really dug back from the that's like circa 2003, maybe. Whew. Anyway, the number one seed in the Chugs and Bugs reason. I was crunching numbers, looking at, you know, away records, power rankings, RPIs, things like that. And I just keep coming back to the same OG account, no numbers, with no bullshit. It is simply Win Packs.
W-E-N Packs.
The OG Win Packs account. There's no underscores. There's no numbers. That's the one seed in the Chugs and Bugs region.
So Win Packs is going to go up against the one seed in the Chugs and Bugs region, Rubbery Seal 5246. That's going to be the 1 versus 16 matchup. I like Win Packs there. I think that's a 70-30.
The numbers say Win Packs. Ken Pom had him third best tempo in the country, had him number one offense. It makes sense.
I love that. All right, moving on. Greg Murray, my guy. You've got someone to go up. If I'm going to be honest, of the 16 seeds, I think you drew the hardest matchup. Artist Horn Frog 7523. That's no joke. So
that's tough.
Who are you picking in your number one seed?
That's tough. We're going to Scranton by way of Atlanta.
Wow.
We're okay. Going
Raindrop, Drop Top, Michael Scott.
Raindrop, Drop Top, Michael Scott.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great name. Love that. Okay, so Raindrop, Drop Top, Michael Scott against Artist Horn Frog 7523.
Is there a way to see these entered live into the bracket or something like that?
Nope, I don't have that technology. I can put my little sticky note if you want. You see my photo, right?
He obviously can't update anything.
Is there a way to see the list of names you guys are picking from or anything?
No, I'm not that technological.
Okay, cool. All right, just keep going. Let's just get through this.
All right. And last but not least, Phil D. Were any of those names on your short list for number one seeds?
Nope, not even close.
Okay, what you got?
I am going with LeBron James hairline.
LeBron James hairline, or lack thereof. All right, so those are the number one seeds. Those are the number one seeds. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to go through on Sunday, again, 2 through 15, we're going to do snake draft. We'll work through it on that in about a little less than an hour, just after Selection Sunday. We'll bring all these guys back. We'll go through all of the remaining rounds. We'll fill out the bracket. And then once that's done, we'll release the forms to everybody on Monday morning to vote on the best Top Shot name. Again, the winner of all of this, these one seeds, it might be one of these guys, Paul Rudd's cousin, Win Packs, Raindrop, Drop Top, Michael Scott, LeBron James Hairlines. One of these are your four pundits' picks for their best name in Top Shot. So if one of these, one of you guys might be the Tyrese Haliburton. So we're going to finish with that. LG, you got anything else before we head out?
Did you guys want to open packs before we wrap up or no?
I think we save it. I'm going to probably save mine until Tuesday, maybe. If not, then probably something else. We're pushing 220 at this point.
All good. Amir, did your computer work to do it yet?
I was able to log in. I can open my pack if necessary. I know you guys wanted to go the full 3.5 hours. So if you want, I can vamp a little bit.
Let's do your pack and then we'll finish.
Let's do it.
Titanic, 3 hours, 14 minutes, start to finish. Shout out to everyone who's stuck around. I know I've been here since day one, so I appreciate it, of course. All right. You need me to share my screen, right?
That's right.
All right. Share screen. So far, so good. Browser has blocked your screen. Classic. Click on the screen icon in your address bar.
Come on.
You gotta click on the screen icon. You gotta just get in there. Absolutely. Share the screen, block temporarily. I'm gonna disable that. No. Browser can't access your screen. I think this is what it was warning us about. I don't have a good computer. I do not have a good computer. This is how I find out.
We're going to wrap out with that. Everybody who's stuck around for this long, Amir, maybe you could pick it back up on Sunday. Guys, Sunday, 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. We're going to be back right here on the First Mint YouTube, hosted by the Plunge Father. We are going to kick off the actual Mid-Madness Challenge. You got the four guys here that aren't myself and Plunge Father who are going to be live drafting your usernames from a huge list of usernames to put into the bracket, and then we're going to kick off that challenge. So keep an eye out. That is coming Sunday, and then we'll reveal results as we go on the Tuesday Plunge Father show, and then the Friday First Mint Friday back here. So keep an eye out. We're going to announce that on Twitter in just a few minutes. If you stuck around this long, thanks for watching tonight, gentlemen. Before any last words before we see you again on Sunday, preparing for Mint Madness.
See you in the marketplace. It should open any second, hopefully. And they don't make us wait, man. It's gonna be a free for all.
That's the best way to put it. Awesome. All right. Good night, everybody.
Thanks again.